She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
Hello, foodies, and welcome back. You're tuned into another pre-intermediate lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And my name's Adam.
And I called you guys foodies because today you are tuned into the food series lesson.
That's right. So the first episode of the food series brought our foodie Sarah, our traveler Sarah, to here, actually, to Shanghai.
Right? Oh.
So this is episode number 2. Mm. We're going to head down to the southwest of China to
Sichuan.
Oh, yeah, baby, Sichuan. So we're talking spicy, girls with beautiful skin.
Oh, yeah.
Pandas. And lots of different food names that you might not know how to say in English.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say them in English sometimes. Okay, so our foreign friends, they want to try out some, well, some authentic Chinese food. So they've had American Chinese food in the past, much of which is Cantonese food and Sichuanese food, right? But like I said, it's not very authentic.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this word authentic, what it means, how it relates to food. But let's go ahead and listen to that dialogue first.
All right, let's see what Sarah and Jay get into.
I'm so excited to finally eat authentic Sichuan food, Jay.
It's probably not what you're used to in America, Sarah. Real Sichuan food has 100 dishes, 100 flavors.
I want to try the Kung Pao chicken, and I've heard a lot about Mapo tofu.
So can you eat spicy food?
I love spicy food. The spicier, the better.
Well, Sichuan peppercorns have a pretty special flavor. It's a numbing kind of spicy.
How about we order some fish too?
Good idea. Sichuan boiled fish is really something else. Just watch out for the bones.
Will do. Do you think that'll be enough?
I think we should get some cold noodles too. They come with a spicy peanut sauce.
Everything looks amazing. I don't even know where to start.
So glad you like it. But next time you visit, we're definitely eating hot pot.
Okay, I know you guys are dying to talk about this word authentic. I see it a lot in China. You know, authentic Lanzhou noodles.
Okay, love Lanzhou noodles.
Right, but not all noodles are real, right? This is where we get into this word authentic. It means real.
Yeah, exactly. So authentic just means
Well, if we're talking about food, you know, it tastes the same. It's got the same ingredients.
Exactly.
For example, Spencer and I are both from North America.
That's right.
It's not always easy to find authentic
Chinese food
in North America, right? And then from our point of view, it's not always easy to find authentic Western food here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, here in China, finding authentic American food, yeah, it's just not too easy.
Not so easy.
How about authentic Italian food? That's even more difficult.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. Okay. So moving along here, Jay says, it's probably not what you're used to in America. Real Sichuan food has 100 dishes, 100 flavors.
Okay, so used to is a phrase you guys are probably already a little used to.
Hearing.
Yeah, you've heard it before. Now, the one thing that's important here is that we are kind of missing a word in this dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah, he could have said, it's probably not what you're used to eating in America.
Right. So Spencer just said, used to hearing, right? It's the same idea. It's always going to be used to doing something.
Exactly. Maybe we could have another example here. So we said used to eating, used to listening.
Okay. Well, if there's no verb, then it would probably be like, I'm not used to the weather. I'm not used to the food.
Yeah. Or I'm not used to going to sleep so early.
So early, yeah. Hey, early to bed, early to rise.
I'm not used to that. Okay, so being used to something just means, you know, having the habit of doing something.
Right.
Here's a nice word, or being accustomed.
Okay, being accustomed
to doing something.
Right.
Okay, so Sarah wants to try the Kung Pao chicken.
All right, I wonder if you guys can guess what this is before we say anything else. This is what we call it in America.
Yeah, it sounds quite similar to the Chinese name.
Yes.
It's kind of close.
Yeah. So, I mean, even just like we don't have tones in America either. So, you know, just Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah, so Gong Bao Ji Ding.
Right.
Yeah, so Gong Bao Ji Ding. Yeah, so she wants to try the Kung Pao chicken. And she says she's heard a lot about Mapo Tofu.
Okay, so this dish, fantastic dish, by the way.
Yeah, I love it.
It's sometimes translated way too literally. Mm. Like they'll take every character, like... What did they say? Like pockmarked grandmother's tofu.
I don't know. Maybe you'll hear something like grandmother's tofu.
Right.
Grandma's homemade tofu or something. But yeah, obviously it's mapo tofu.
And the key here is that when we say it in English, we always say tofu.
Yeah, we don't say, yeah, it's tofu, not tofu.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but very close. So, it should be an easy word to remember for you guys. So, Jay wants to know if she can eat spicy food.
Okay, so spicy, hot.
Yeah.
These are two words that we use kind of interchangeably. They can replace each other pretty easily.
Yeah. So, basically, hot food, you can have hot food that's not spicy.
Right.
But we always say spicy food is hot.
Yes.
Meaning like,
where's the water?
Water. Yeah, it's very spicy. It burns your tongue. Sarah loves spicy food. She says the spicier, the better.
Okay, so I've heard a lot of my Chinese friends say things like, you know, more spicy, more better.
Mm-hmm.
We get where you're coming from here, but we kind of have this more or less set pattern where we just say like here, for example, the spicier, the better.
Yeah.
The sweeter, the better.
Exactly. I love chocolate. Mm. The darker, the better.
The darker, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of, my Chinese guy friends say that when they're looking at girls, the whiter, the better.
Oh, wow. Again, that's a lot different than me. Okay, how about one more example? I love warm weather. Mm. The warmer, the better.
The warmer, the better. Okay, so there's so many examples of this. So many, in fact, that we are going to put this into today's grammar section.
Mm. Okay, sounds good. Talking about spicy food, we see what makes Sichuan food so spicy.
Mm.
It's the peppercorns.
Peppercorns.
Yeah, so they're like these round little balls of spiciness.
Right.
Yeah, and they have kind of a numbing kind of spicy.
Well, that's the thing that's always kind of difficult to explain, right?
Yeah.
The even going back to the tofu dish before, like the ma.
Yeah.
This flavor.
Yeah, the mala. This would be the best translation in English, you'd say, right? Well, a numbing spice?
A numbing spice, or yeah. Because you can't really say like spicy, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Because numb is kind of like, it's sort of a feeling.
Yeah, well, it's no feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
If something is numb, it feels like you don't have feeling. For example, if you fall asleep on your hand,
yes.
And then you wake up and you can't feel your hand, we say your hand is numb.
It's numb. Yeah, exactly.
Right here, but talking about Sichuan peppercorns, it's that numbing kind of spicy.
So this is kind of a cool pattern, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We can say something like, it's a something kind of something.
Right, so here is numbing kind of spicy, but what else can we use this pattern? How else can we use this pattern?
Oh, we could say something like, the sun is shining today. Mm. I don't have to work.
Mm.
It's a lazy kind of day.
Mm. It's a lazy kind of day. Okay. Or it's a watching movie kind of evening.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I could take both of those examples and insert the word beer.
Mm.
Like, I think it's a beer kind of day.
Yeah, it's a beer kind of day.
Or it's a beer kind of evening.
Meaning it's the kind of evening where you want to drink some beer.
Yes, exactly. Watch movies. Pff, who wants to watch movies?
Or, since they're having Sichuan food, you could say it's a Sichuan food kind of day.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in the mood for eating Sichuanese food.
They're in the mood for that numbing feeling.
Yeah. And one more thing before we move along here, guys. This word numb, kind of like the word dumb.
Dumb.
Yeah. We don't say numb.
Right. The B is silent.
Yeah. The no b sound. Just so numb.
Numb. And so numbing, of course, is not numbing.
Yeah. Okay. So Sarah thinks that they should get some fish. So Jay suggests the Sichuan boiled fish.
Okay.
He says it's really something else.
Really something else. Mm. So this boiled fish here, guys, boil is... Yeah, so I mean, this is just shui zhu yu.
Yeah, shui zhu yu. Yeah, so very spicy indeed and oily.
And oily, yeah.
Not my favorite. but he says it's really something else.
Really something else.
So this here, does he just mean that it's really different?
It's something else. It's not fish. That is not what he means, no. Yeah, it's like you just said, it's really something different, but in a good way.
Yeah. Here's a good word for you guys. It means unique.
Yes, 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 exactly.
It's like special.
Special, unique. Like, for example, you know, there are some kind of like actors and singers out there that, you know, they're really something else.
Yeah, they're quite unique.
They're very unique, very good.
Yeah, exactly. But he says, just watch out for the bones.
Okay, so this, every time I've seen my friends eat fish, they always seem to get a bone
stuck in their throat.
Stuck in their throat.
Yeah. Okay, so watch out. This means be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah, and watch out is always followed by for.
It is. It really is, yeah. So it's, generally speaking, it's watch out for something. But it could be, like, for example, I always think when you're near a mountain, it might say, like, watch out for falling rocks.
Yeah, that's right.
Or something.
Or I was just in Australia, and on the beach they say, watch out for crocodiles.
Crocodiles?
Yeah. Yeah, don't get eaten.
Okay.
Or if it's, you know, cold and snowy, they might say, watch out for ice.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Would you say, Spencer, that we also use this phrase to mean, like, kind of take care of someone? Like, watch out for...
Yeah, no, that's right. If you have a little brother, watch out for your little brother.
Yes.
Take care of him.
Exactly.
Yeah, it literally means to kind of be his eyes.
Right, right.
Make sure he doesn't hurt himself.
And since we were saying, like, the meaning of watch out is be careful, it's almost like care for
person. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now they're talking about some other types of food here. Cold noodles.
Okay, this is my favorite now. Yeah. We're talking, you know, about fish and chicken here, but I love cold noodles.
Yeah, me too, actually. I think it's pretty straightforward, guys.
Yeah.
Noodles, they're cold.
They're cold.
Not hot. you know, if you have any more questions, leave them for us in the comments section. And they come with a spicy peanut sauce.
Okay, so come with is, this phrase is always used at the restaurant, right? You know, like, for example, a pasta can come with, you know, a spicy sauce.
Yeah, a burger comes with fries.
Okay, so that's the other thing, right? It could be the food that's on the sides, right? Fries, salad.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know, pizza can come with vegetables on it.
Yep.
It can come with meat on it.
Yeah.
It could come with both.
If it comes with pineapple, are you one of those guys that's like, pineapple on a pizza?
No, I'll totally eat it.
Yeah, pineapple's awesome on a pizza.
I totally agree. So, you know, basically come with. So here, can we use come with for other things too? Like, how about this? One example. I meet you at a party and I say, oh, Adam, you're here.
Yeah.
Who did you come with?
Yeah. I came with a spicy peanut sauce on my lips. There's one other thing I was thinking. You know, when we were younger, maybe like Christmas time or something, you know, you would get a toy that would need batteries. But it didn't come with batteries.
Yeah, that was always no fun.
That's really, really, really. And now that I think about it, you know, oftentimes at the restaurant too, maybe the burger doesn't come with fries. And you say, like, what? It doesn't come with fries? Like,
No, that's $3 extra.
You have to pay extra money to get the fries?
Should it just put the price in there automatically with the fries?
Because everybody knows that a burger should...
come with fries.
Come with fries.
Right. Okay, cool. So, shall we go ahead and listen to Sarah and Jay one more time?
We shall.
I'm so excited to finally eat authentic Sichuan food, Jay.
It's probably not what you're used to in America, Sarah. Real Sichuan food has 100 dishes, 100 flavors.
I want to try the Kung Pao chicken, and I've heard a lot about Mapo tofu.
So can you eat spicy food?
I love spicy food. The spicier, the better.
Well, Sichuan peppercorns have a pretty special flavor. It's a numbing kind of spicy.
How about we order some fish, too?
Good idea. Sichuan boiled fish is really something else. Just watch out for the bones.
Will do. Do you think that'll be enough?
I think we should get some cold noodles, too. They come with a spicy peanut sauce.
Everything looks amazing. I don't even know where to start.
So glad you like it. But next time you visit, we're definitely eating hot pot.
Okay, Spencer, this is only episode number 2 of our food series, but already I think this is shaping up to be one of our most popular series ever.
Of course. We have so many foodies for listeners.
China really is like the foodie kingdom, foodie heaven.
No, definitely. I think two things that Chinese people talk about most, and that's food and marriage.
Yes, it's very, very true. Yes. Very, 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 very true.
Food and marriage. And then work.
And then work.
Love you guys. So we hope you enjoyed today's lesson, and we hope that it made you as hungry as it made us.
That's right. And what kind of food do you want us to talk about? What do you think should be next in the series?
Yeah, that's right. Leave us your comments here at Open Language, and we will see you next time.
All right, bye, guys. And stays
wide awake. Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass.
For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听.